Hi, Engine, and welcome to a special edition of I Got Pushed and a Hypen Podcast. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Crystal.
And we are so glad to have you here today on and Hypen's debut day.
Woo!
Yes, November 30th, 2020.
The day we've all been waiting for.
And I'm very emotional about it.
We're here together with you.
We've been waiting all since Island, Crystal.
Since Island,
it's
goodness.
It's been since August. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really touched today.
I am too. I was very emotional watching it. So I hope everybody else had a really wonderful experience watching it as well.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
I stayed up really late to watch the showcase live.
Of course you did.
Of course I
See,
did.
That's
How could
solid,
I not?
That's solid fanship.
Yeah. And then I woke up very, I shouldn't say early for work, but I woke up at an early hour for work and I was very groggy. But you know, it's all worth it because Enhypen is here.
They're here.
Yes. Enhypen debut.
They went from boys to artists.
Oh. We'll talk about that very, very soon. But first, we wanted to thank all of you, Engine, for all of the support and love here on I Got Pushed. This is a new chapter for us. This is season 3, mm-hmm. which is our post-debut era. I think this is just going to be where we're at for the next forever, really, until like maybe the next comeback will change seasons. But anyway, what do you mean by seasons, Nathan? Well, I'll tell you. So I have decided to divide up the podcast into Island season, which is season 1, season 2, which is 3 episodes of pre-debut, and now going forward, this will be season 3 for the first half of the debut. I think we'll change for the next comeback, though.
Yeah.
So for all of you new, Engine, welcome to the podcast. We do understand that a lot of you are going to be listening to this podcast for the first time because this is the first time that you've heard them. So welcome. Crystal, tell the fans a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am Crystal, and I am new to the K-pop world. It actually took Nathan showing me Island to
yes.
really kind of get involved. I was kind of a passive fan of BTS, and that has also grown exponentially.
Yes.
But I am new to the K-pop world, so it's been an exciting journey to really dive into a group and to watch them grow and develop into
Woo-hoo.
Who they are. So,
yeah.
So I'm kind of the newer fan here, whereas
yes.
Nathan is a more seasoned
Yes,
K-pop
she's the
fan.
Maknae of this podcast, but I am the Hyung. And let me tell you guys, Crystal is all in. Like, every time I bring her a K-pop music video or a new song or a concept, she's always 150%.
Yes.
So you can always expect that on the podcast.
Indeed.
Yes. Crystal is also a Libra, for any of you Libras out there. So
yes.
Holla at your girl. Crystal is, do you care to share how old you are?
Oh, yeah. I am recently 30 years old.
She's 30 years old. She is our Nuna.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Crystal just gets better with age. Like a fine wine, friend.
Thank you. I
yeah.
appreciate that. But if you guys ever hear me lie that I'm 29 still, don't judge.
Hey, it's not a lie. It's just how you feel.
I feel 29 still.
Exactly. I'm Nathan. I'm the other host of the podcast. I'm 29. I am not a K-pop vet, but I've been in K-pop since about August of 2019. No, excuse me, 18. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit longer than I thought.
Yeah.
August 2018, I was around during the comeback of BTS's Idol,
mm-hmm.
Which was quite the experience because the first thing that I had ever heard of K-pop was Big Bang back when I was in high school, but when I heard BTS in college, I was just like, wow, this is where it's at. I'm learning Korean myself right now. I'm really enjoying the culture and the language. I'm trying to be immersive about my appreciation of Korean culture. In addition to the K-pop, it makes the K-pop experience even more fun to me. But when I saw that Big Hit and CJ&M were going to be doing a joint project to create a boy group, in 2020, I was really stoked. I'm a huge fan of reality shows. Big Brother is like my life. And when I saw that they were going to be putting K-pop trainees into a facility for 3 months to like compete for a spot on a boy group, I was all there for it. And I remember the day that I thought I should cover this somehow, like YouTube, podcast, something. And then I was like, I came straight over here and I was like, Crystal, would you be my guest host on the podcast? And then a couple episodes later, we just made it an us thing.
We did. Yeah. It was just a really great way to celebrate and kind of digest the episodes as they were coming along and to really be pumped for this new group.
Yeah. It's just such a great experience getting to do this. And I know a lot of you NGing are listening and thinking the same thing. Like, this is the first time you felt this kind of connection to a boy group or a K-pop group in general. And it's because of that intense trial of Island. You know, we've all watched. If you go back and listen to episodes, I think it's like one through six is like us doing reviews on the Island episodes.
Yes.
You'll hear our journey as well through Island, through the hardships, through, you know, our favorites making it, through our favorites not making it. It's been a ride to remember. But now NGing is here and we are so excited to talk about them. But first, we just kind of wanted to focus on our content of the week. There's been so much stuff. Crystal and I have not been able to catch up in everything the last 2 weeks since we recorded the last podcast. Crystal hasn't watched Enhypen and High Episode 2. I haven't watched Enhypen and High Episode 3. So we apologize up front. We're not going to be talking about those today because we want to focus on the debut. There's just so much to talk about.
It really is.
So content of the week. Go.
Well, I mean, it's what was just dropped. I mean, not even the debut aside, for me, the Give and Taken music video.
We just watched it. Crystal was like, wait, it's out? And I was like, girl, yes, it's out. We need to watch right now.
And I've been waiting for it.
It was so huge. It was really something else.
It's something else. I mean, talk about what a killer first music video. And again, like I've said in previous podcast episodes, but I'm such a sucker for the vampire theme.
That was a debut?
Yeah, that was a debut. What?
Hello? No, that was a comeback from a non-rookie group. I don't understand. You guys, I don't want to hype them up and hype them up so much, but it's so true. They came out of the gate swinging, and I'm excited to see where they're going. Because
me too.
They've already been announced that they're going to be at the Mamas this year, at the end of the year. What? A rookie group? They debuted today. Like, and now they're going to be performing at the Mamas in 6 days.
They're destined for big things.
I would say Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, my favorite content of the week was, of course, the showcase. You saw that already. You talked to me about it before we recorded today.
Yes.
And it was so good. But my favorite content from the whole thing was those artists and
The
artist boy. And it's just, they were so good.
So good. I love the duality.
Yes.
Like speaking to your former self and your future self presence. It's just like such a good combination of all these different things.
It plays right into the concept, you know?
Exactly.
Give and taken. Now we're going from boy into artist. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an amazing concept for a debut. I will never stop talking about it.
Now that we've basically covered our favorite content of the week, let's get into the meat and potatoes, the biggest aspect that dropped this week, the actual debut showcase. So let's discuss.
Oh my gosh.
Thoughts.
Holy moly. The debut showcase, first of all, was very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
The set was really cool. They had this big wall of screens where they were able to display all of the NGing that signed up for the fan meet.
Yes.
And it was just beautiful to see everybody together, even if it's virtually. Those boys were so delighted to perform for us and show us what they've been working on.
Exactly.
It was really great.
I think it was really special that they put that in place because, obviously with the current, you know, climate in the world, we can't go and cheer our boys on in person. So that was huge. I hope that was good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Go on to our Twitter and let us know what your favorite part of the debut show was. Crystal and I are about to discuss ours, but go to @enhypenpodcast, drop a little message in our post that we'll be posting today about the podcast. Let us know. I want to talk to you guys about it on social media because I am still shook. They opened with Flicker, which is like an Island classic.
Yes.
It was shifted up a little bit in a key, a new key, which is, it was interesting. It's interesting. It's a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm. It's higher, a little different sounding. I enjoyed it, actually. I think I enjoyed it more than what I saw on Island.
I think so, too. I was a little bit concerned when I heard the preview on the preview video of the higher key. I was like, oh, I don't know how that's going to go.
Right.
But when I saw the performance, I was like, I'm feeling it. And they opened with Jake. That I was so, oh my God. Everybody's original bias,
yes,
stealing the show right off the bat, just like demanding your presence. Like,
seriously. He's like,
watch me now. And it's, oh, I'm going to be fanboying for you. Go ahead. I can't speak.
Oh. I really enjoyed seeing Flicker. I was kind of curious what songs from Island would be on the album. And yeah. So then when we heard that it was going to be Flicker, I was like excited. But seeing it live and hearing the different notes, I don't know. I think that it really worked well.
Yeah.
I'm pleased.
I thought that the line distribution was really interesting for the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, we have some different folks in the group now.
Yes.
And so we had to shift around parts. But I think that they'd shifted well. I was... As an Islander, you know, as a former Aggie, I was a little bit sad to not see my boy Jake do his original part in Flicker with the signal snap.
Yes.
But my boy Jay, you know, came right in, swooped in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm not complaining. I'm just like, it's hard when you really loved the old Flicker.
Right.
And I mean,
right.
Obviously, we loved the old Flicker for certain reasons.
Yes.
But like... I'm moving on, finally. I'm accepting new Flicker. It was so good. And the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
The white jackets.
The white suit jackets.
Ooh, the little
yes.
crosses.
Lovely.
They were really snazzy. And I thought that the hair was on point for that performance, too.
Definitely.
Everybody's hair just slicked the right way. I mean, Jake, Jay. I even love Hee-sung's little, like, short mullet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just feeling the whole performance. Flicker was like, mwah, perfect choice for the top of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great way to start it off with a bang.
Exactly. They greeted all of us, Engine, and then went into the boy artist mirror interview, which was just,
That was probably, I would agree that that's one of my favorite parts
of
the debut showcase. I think that that was really a lovely idea.
Yeah. Do you have a member whose, like, mirror interview stuck out the most to you?
I'm not sure that anyone in particular did for me, but I can tell one did for you.
Dude, I'm just, this showcase really just, it showcased how... awesome Jake is.
Yes.
And how underrated he is, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people didn't give him the respect that he deserved during Island. I don't want to say that anybody was hating.
Right.
But there were some people that were really... they were just not on the Jake train. And they were like, you know, oh, he's improved a lot, but like, is he ready to debut?
Mm-hmm.
This just goes to show he is truly our model of growth. He demanded our attention in Flicker. And then when he did his interview, I was so impressed.
Yeah, well, and he's among one of the people who has had the least amount of training, right?
Yep. Him and Sunwoo both have, I think they've had the least training.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Sunwoo. Sunwoo, he really is sunshine.
He is really sunshine.
Yeah.
And he owns it. He is owning his role as a very, like, proud, like, outspoken, like, I'm confident my sunshine and my looks are going to shine through in this group. And I love it. I was like, okay.
Yes.
There's our confidence.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't have it in Island,
no,
but now it's just like...
He's putting it on full blast.
Truly.
Yeah. His interview is really, really sweet because he was talking about, like, his hope is to be, like, the cute one and the influential one, and he's there to... spread joy. We've always joked, but I just feel like this showcase really reiterated, like, he's our Slytherin boy.
Yes.
I feel that energy from him.
I totally do too.
Yeah. And, you know, some people say like, oh, that's mean, but no. When, I mean, Crystal's a Slytherin.
Yeah.
Like, we know our Slytherin folks, we need them because there's that little, like, genius in them that's just so, it's so, like, subtle, but it's strong. It's strong energy.
It's very strong, ambitious energy that I see in Sunny for sure.
We're ready. Oh, yes. Fanboying so hard today. It's going to happen the whole podcast. Just buckle up. Next, my boy Jay.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, now his boy artist actually does kind of stand out to me.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
I think that, you know, just highlighting the three different languages that he speaks, you know, Korean, English, and Japanese.
It was
mwah. Wonderful. Love it. And I think that that's really understated. I think that just seeing his growth and just him giving himself kudos.
Yes.
Was lovely.
Finally.
Yes.
That's healthy, and I'm glad to see the growth. My favorite part of his interview is when he said, I really want to be on stage wearing clothes that I made.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, I loved that.
Designer Jay.
Designer Jay. Oh, I'm here for it.
Yes.
I will follow your fashion, sir.
I'm so excited for that. And I'm excited to see his fashion going forward. I think that he will be a huge influencer in the band when it comes to the look of the band.
Absolutely.
Each member has their own look, obviously, and their own fashion influences. But Jay is just like right there with the fashion. Every time I see him, I'm stunned. So I'm so excited to see Jay Fashionista.
Me too. Hopefully somebody dedicates like a blog or a Twitter account to it.
I will follow any Jay Fashion Twitters that pop up. Please DM me the Twitter handle because I will follow tomorrow. What other memorable moments do you remember from the boy artist interviews? I know that I remember the comment about Nikki having connecting moles on his back.
Oh, that's
in
right.
The shape of the constellation.
Yeah.
Isn't that so cute?
That was really cute.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a fun little tidbit.
It's and they like they shared so many cute little things. Bro, Jake's was all in English almost.
Yeah.
Like I obviously I don't want to make this like, you know, Western-centric, Eurocentric. Obviously, it's not. But, like, there, it does hit different when somebody is speaking to you in your native language.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And, like, the comprehension that comes with it.
Yeah.
Like, subtitles are fine. And it's, like, part of the K-pop culture that I just have to accept because I don't speak the language that the music originates in. But I still participate in it because I love it so much. But to have somebody talk in your home language and like you be able to understand it without needing translation, it just hit different for me.
Oh, totally. And I think that all the like Nikki fans in like Japan can totally, and across the world too, anybody who's speaking Japanese, you know, can have that kind of relation as well.
Yeah.
Relatability.
Speaking of, ohayou gozaimasu to all of our Japanese listeners.
Yes.
We've seen 12% of you are from Japan, so, you know, ohayou.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. I've been meaning to talk about that. We'll talk about that on a different podcast, but we're amazed by all the listeners. Anyway, back to the topic.
Yes.
Mirror interviews. Hee-sung. Now, Hee-sung's interview was really interesting because he kept talking about how shy he is.
Yes, yeah. I know, I noticed that.
And they mentioned it a lot.
Times, yeah.
In the whole showcase, like, our oldest is shy?
I know, I love it.
Shy boy. And I mean, we saw a little bit of that in the island, too.
Oh, like, for sure.
Especially when he tried to flex his leadership muscles, and sometimes he was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was so, it's because he cares so much, and I think that that's the sweetest part.
Yeah.
I love it so much. And of course, the interviews with Sungwoon and Jungwon, you know, of course, talking about their passions before debuting, you know, Taekwondo with Jungwon and the ice skating with Sungwoon. I loved it. You were talking about like...
Yeah, I love that he talked about like relating to a penguin because he spent so much time on the ice.
Yes,
I thought that was
ice
cute.
Prince.
Our ice prince.
He still catches my breath, like, especially in the music video, and we'll talk about that after, but, like, just the beauty in his movements is just, it's all there. And with Jungwon, the power, like, the subtle power.
Yes.
Our hidden ace, like, he executes everything with such precision. I'm very proud that he's the leader of our group.
I am, too.
Yeah.
I think that he does kind of have, like, a quiet sort of determination and power within him.
As all big hit labels leaders do in every group, from G-Friend down through all of the boy groups, like, their leaders are all so quietly strong.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate them.
Me too.
What is your favorite song from the debut showcase?
Definitely Let Me In.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I don't even know how, but like just seeing the words Let Me In, like it struck a chord within me for something going on in my own life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music hit and it was just, oh my gosh, like what a beat, what a rhythm. And even the dance moves in accompanying with it, like, ah!
Crystal, they want to be our boyfriend.
That was a lot too.
I'm going to have to pass because you boys are so sweet so young.
So young.
But in a different time and place, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that imagery.
Right.
But the song is so like, it's like playful.
It's really playful.
Mm-hmm, that kind of like reggaeton beat.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is like, the lyrics are... they're suggestive, but not in, like, a dirty,
right,
kind of, like, sexual way.
Right, like, not lewd.
Like, in a playful, like, what's the word that I want to use? You know what I mean?
Playful, flirtatious, maybe?
Flirtatious, there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very flirtatious and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to cringe when I first got into K-pop, when I would see a K-pop band, like, do that kind of theme of, like, flirty cutesy, but like they really pulled it off.
They sure did.
Super proud of them.
Yeah.
I was drawn so much to that performance, and they had high vocals in that performance.
Yeah, very high.
Jake went off,
mm-hmm.
and Heesung went off, and like the whole group was just meshing there. I mean, I was impressed by all of the vocals throughout the showcase.
Definitely.
There was never a dull moment in their live performances. That Let Me In was my favorite, but my next favorite was 10 Months. I was not expecting that.
10 Months was very good.
Yeah, and it was strong,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that it's kind of like a na 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 na, you know, like it's very laid back,
mm-hmm.
but like that beat just kind of keeps driving it, and the choreo is really, really nice.
It's real nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, they did Give and Take In at the end. Ended it out with that ridiculously beautiful set design.
I can't get over that.
Let's talk about that.
It was so well done.
I mean, it was like we were in some kind of like Grecian paradise.
It was like being at the opera, but even better. Oh. Like, talk about like theatrical stage settings.
Yeah, I didn't have to sit through some fat guy singing an aria. Like, I could just like watch these K-pop boys do some strong choreo. But there was nothing missing.
No.
There's no bars hold, like, no expense spared.
Truly.
They went all out.
They did.
And was
the candles, the ceiling changing. Oh, that was stunning.
I think that was some, like, virtual reality, like...
going on. Yeah.
Because, or some, like, AR, because, like, you could see that it was... a different definition than the rest of the set, but it worked so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they're working that into K-pop. It's like they're forerunners on this kind of technology incorporated into live performances.
Right, and now's the time for it. I mean, since everything is virtual.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's great.
A great way to end off their entire showcase.
I agree. They ended so strong with that performance.
I hate to even ask, but give it a score 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10,
I
for
mean,
sure.
Hell yeah.
Let's do 11 out of 10.
I was about to say 12, but... but that's, I mean, you know, that's what you get from some stands.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, like, truly, I think that this showcase will tell locals, hey, come check out and hype in. You may have heard things during ILAND or seen things during ILAND that you weren't so sure about. Maybe you weren't feeling the stands on Twitter or, like, you know, maybe somebody rubbed you the wrong way, but, like... they're here,
mm-hmm.
and they're here to compete and to be on the scene. So,
yep, and to be the best.
Just look forward to more. So at the time of recording this podcast, 5 p.m. on 11:30 here in the United States Pacific Standard Time, the Give and Take official music video is at 7 million. 476,084 views.
Oof.
1.6 million likes, 10K irrelevant dislikes. And haters make me famous. And the comments are just popping. I told you guys the whole album would be a masterpiece, even better than I thought. To the people who dislike this music video, I'm going to eat you up with my white fangs.
That's fun.
Popular opinion and hype is going to rule the entire world. Wait and see. I agree. I agree, Sophia, 9 minutes ago. So, before the podcast today, you had not seen the music video.
Which I hadn't.
Shook me. But then I realized, like, you weren't up last night when, like, all this crap was, like, dropping, like hailstorm.
No, I was sleeping super fitfully, so I should have just been awake anyways watching it.
Crystal was writhing in her sleep because little did she know in hyphen was raining.
Truly.
So, but we watched the music video and let's talk about it. So the opening frame is our leader Jungwon. Bloody nose.
Bloody nose.
How do we feel about that? Trigger warning. But I mean, it's creative art. Like, it was bound. We weren't expecting blood, but I mean, vampires?
Vampires, you gotta have some blood.
So, yeah. So, little Jungwon, he is bleeding, right? And we see this old looking living room at this kind of like creepy house, right? It's something that I imagine like they would have like an old psychiatric hospital like back in the day. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
When you watch those like haunted shows like Ghost Adventures and they're like, we're going to the middle of nowhere in this old house where we used to do freaky experiments on people and there's ghosts of past. Like,
right. It's like a early like 1900s, late 1800s type building.
Yeah, turn of the century home where they were doing some funky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there, Hee-sung opens vocally. Oh my gosh.
And boy, does he open.
Hee-sung debut. Yes,
he is honey. So good.
I'm so, yeah. Anyway, putting away the fanboy. So they open with Hee-sung and then they go to Sun-ho, right? In the vocals. Then that's when all the people like disappear, mm-hmm. right? And then we cut to this like red lit, blue lit room. Where, or I should say more like purple lit room, where we've got Jay and Jake singing face to face, which they totally let slip during the V Live the other day. Like, Jake spoiled it. And then we zoom in on Sang-un in this room that's kind of lit orange and red, and we see the word fate spread out in blood, right?
Yeah.
And he's looking at his hand transforming, and then we go into the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk a little bit about the concept of the song before we go into, like, the substance of the song. Lots of theories about what's going on with the music video, but I want to hear from you, and I haven't read a lot of fan theories, and
right.
I'm glad we haven't because we kind of get to go in with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they were trying to convey in this music video?
To me, just as the album is this duality, you know,
mm-hmm.
we've seen all along, we've seen boy artists, we've seen give and taken,
mm-hmm.
there's this duality to everything. So for me,
choose chosen, things like that, yeah.
Yes. For me, what I see this music video as representing is the transformation into a vampire, right? It's like this violent transformation
mm-hmm.
that, well, I guess violence isn't even the right word.
But
it's a dramatic transformation.
Dramatic.
That would be better.
Yeah.
I should say that. Dramatic. It's a dramatic transformation. And so to me, I see it as a duality to their own transformation into artists. It's dramatic. And once you've been transformed, you do not go back.
Yeah.
They are idols now.
Yeah.
They are vampires now.
No going back. Like, you've completely given up, like, certain forms of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, like we saw with the incident on Jeju Island, like, and the airport,
mm-hmm.
there are certain things that they give up now,
mm-hmm.
which is just a sad, unfortunate part of the fame.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with it comes so many great rewards.
Exactly.
And obviously, like, we can do parts on our behalf where we can keep that sort of thing from happening, like, don't go to the airport. But
right.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, I just had a thought.
Yeah.
It is also like a comment on immortality. Vampires become immortal.
Mm.
They are idols now. They are going to be immortalized. Like their images.
Yes.
And all of that.
Yes. We're uncovering all of these little nuances. Let's keep going. Like, we've been talking about the duality. I absolutely think that they're using the vampire thing as like an allegory, mm-hmm. like a symbol of this idol lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are lots of reflections in both. Like, both are very like highly elusive or like mysterious creatures that like us as, you know, normal folks, we don't know right. all of those things that they go through, all of the pain and the struggle, the immortality even can have a negative effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that you do is captured on camera. It's captured on, you know, audio file. People are going to know you forever. And there's a lot of glory in that, but there's also a lot of like vulnerability and mm-hmm. like fear and anxiety. And I think that a lot of that was displayed in the music video.
Definitely.
But now it also works into this storyline, also this separate fictional storyline of like the vampire and the transformation and the pain of the transformation. Now, obviously, at the end of the music video, sorry to anybody who hasn't watched yet, so don't listen to the rest if you haven't listened to the or watched the music video yet. But at the end of the music video, there's the creepy children music again.
Yes.
And then they have this like super like it's like this violent tremolo, you know, at mm-hmm. the end that leads up to Jungwon like smirking at us and showing his fang.
Right.
So there's this time traveling that happens in the music video of like modern day and like turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows that Jungwon has transformed back in the day and that in the future they have moved into themselves. Like they've grown into their vampirism.
Yes.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's just interesting. You know, you and I, we were fans of Teen Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me very much of like wolf pack kind of like mentality, coven mentality.
Yep.
You know, this group where like I'm with you guys for life. And that was another thing that I really felt echoed in the music video was like, now that we're an idol group, like we're with each other for life. Just really beautiful imagery throughout the music video. And they really stuck to a lot of traditional vampire lore.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit, because you're a lot more well-versed in it than I am.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I think that Sung-hoon looking at his hand burning, like, that was, like, reminiscent of being in the daylight, like, not being able to see daylight at all. And that's just been classic with, you know, within, like, the Anne Rice Vampire Chronicles, uh-huh. like, anything throughout history. That's just been a very classic vampire thought. And I also think that that's interesting, too, because it kind of gives this idea that we do only view them a certain way, right? We can't know all the ins and outs of Enhypen because we're never going to meet them. We're just getting these glimpses of who they are,
yeah.
you know, whether it be by debut or these interviews. But we can only see them in a certain light. Just like vampires, you can only see at night.
And they'll never be able to go back out into the public, the sunlight, the same ever again.
Exactly.
Once they debut and they gain this notoriety, you get recognized. Mm-hmm. You don't get to live with that kind of anonymity anymore.
Right.
So it, again, it's just this reflection of like the vampire and the idol
mm-hmm.
and the similarities with the lack of freedom
mm-hmm.
that comes with that, but also the immense opportunities that come with it as well.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the visuals of the music video. They gave off so much power. It was a very powerful, what did I say? I wanted a powerful debut, and it's what happened. I didn't expect this like horror spooky concept, but it's powerful, and I was so happy because it shows off all of their best parts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who do you think really stole the music video? Anybody stick out?
Honestly, Jungwon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
Our boy's up front and center.
Mm-hmm.
He is like the djinn of the music videos, I think he's going to be for Enhypen. Like,
yes.
He's going to be the main character. There's going to be a lot of main storyline around him. And I'm totally behind it.
Me too.
I think that visually he's so pretty.
Yeah, he's stunning.
And I love his little cheeks. I just oh, anyway, his dimples are so cute. For me, I'm just going to, I'll keep saying it throughout the entire podcast, Jake.
Yeah.
Just stealing it for me the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know who else? Really, there were moments in this music video where I was like, that's it. Sunu.
Yeah.
Wow. He got the second line of the whole music video, and it's like when everybody vanishes.
Yes.
And he gets that moment to the camera by himself. And when they were dancing in that little, like, desertous area, and he, like, flips his jacket and he gets some center time. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. I loved Sungun as well.
Yeah.
Lots, serving those visuals.
Yeah, especially in the desert dance mm-hmm. breakdown. Like, there was definitely, some looks he was serving.
He is main vocal. He's got to be my main vocalist. He was featured so heavily in all of the songs.
Yeah.
I could hear his voice a lot. And it was nice because I feel like in Island, I didn't get to experience his voice as much as I wanted to. And now he's singing the chorus of this song. Wow.
I know. He has a stunning voice, so I'm glad that they're utilizing him.
My boy Jay.
Yes.
Took my breath away at a couple of moments. When he took center, he controls the whole visual. And there's something about his enthusiasm when he performs. It's strong. And we saw that in Island. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the moment that him and Sungun performed Seventh Sense, I knew that there was something special about him. And we're seeing it now in the music video. And the blonde. Oh, my gosh.
It's a great look.
With the ombre. Mm-hmm. The whoa. And the undercut. I'm feeling all of it.
Love the undercut.
The undercut was a great touch. Thank you to whoever at B-Lift is in charge with that. Because I'd like to give you a raise. Nikki. Maknae. I think not. I think he's a professional.
I know.
He is so... Oh, my God.
His dancing has always been, like, what makes him stand out. But I think now, more than ever, since Island, I'm really, like, the visuals. He is, like, learning to serve the looks, like, intensely.
Thank you for taking that up for me. Because yes. I'm finding myself so at a loss for words in this episode. Because I'm just so happy and so excited.
Yeah.
Nikki, especially in the music video with the levitating that look.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what is he saying to me in those eyes?
Right.
Like, is it like, you know, don't mess with me like I'm a vampire? Is it like, you know... what of it? Like, mm-hmm. what do you think? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm levitating, bitch. Like, but like, it's so like mysterious to me. And especially when they hit the choreography moments of the music video, he's there and he's delivering what we knew he had, which is just this strength in choreo.
Oh,
he's such an anchor when it comes to the choreo.
Mm-hmm.
And just like an Island, I'm sure he learned all this choreography in 5 seconds. I'm sure he had it down.
Yes.
Especially in the showcase when they were doing that, the whole, get them to react with the ears segment. And, like, they asked Nikki, you must hate it, like, when all of the older members are slow learning the choreography and his ears like started wagging and like, he's like, no. And it's like, you can't hide that, bro.
Right,
like
you're
that talented.
He's
just
so
accept
talented.
It.
I wish I could learn choreography that fast. I can't learn it at all.
if I did not spend hours and hours on end when I was doing musical theater, I would not know choreography. Finally, let's talk about the album itself, Border
Day One.
So we announced on our social media that we were going to be doing our first ever I Got Pushed podcast giveaway.
Woo!
Now, we're very excited to be giving away one sealed copy of Border Day One Dawn version. We asked our listeners on our Twitter page, what version did you like the visuals of the best?
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit over 50% said Dawn. So I chose Dawn as our giveaway album. So just in case anybody's wondering, this is the secret code segment that we were advertising online. So if you're listening now, the secret code is...
My White Fangs.
That's the secret code.
That's
My White Fangs. So if you go onto the Google form that's part of the graphic... and go, you just got to put in, it's going to ask you a question, how you discovered our podcast, which is just for me to know so that we can, you know, figure out where we should be advertising.
Exactly.
But then put your Twitter handle and then put my white fangs. It doesn't need to have capitalized letters or anything like that. Just type in my white fangs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ending lyric of Give and Taken. And then hit submit, and you will be entered into a chance to win the Border Day 1 Dawn version. We're hoping to get it in by December because mm-hmm. I ordered it through Target, and Target was like taking five ever. Seriously.
Target, how could you betray us?
So it's going to be delivered to me
mm-hmm.
around Christmas, and then Crystal and I will ship it out beginning January. So it will take a little bit of time. We do apologize, but it's free,
mm-hmm.
and we're shipping domestically and internationally. So whoever gets chosen will get the shipping for free.
Yep.
We're really excited to do that. So if you live in Japan, if you live in Philippines, if you live in Timbuktu, just go on to our Twitter, @andhypenpodcasts. Look at the top where we've pinned the post.
Mm-hmm, the instructions.
Yep. Follow our podcast, @andhypenpodcast. Quote retweet with 2NGene. And quote retweet with @andhypenmembers because we want the analytics for them as well.
Yes.
And then go do the form and then you're entered for a chance to win. It's going to be only one copy though, so we do apologize. But in other news, we have monetized our podcast. If you listen back to any of our past episodes, you will hear a little bling. And then you'll hear an ad for Anchor.fm, which is our host platform. Those ads, all of the revenue is going to improve our podcast and to fund giveaways in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like you're listening to the podcast and you're paying yourself back as a listener because we give it all back to you guys.
Exactly.
So make sure you listen through the entire ad. It's only 30 seconds of me just chatting it up and being as professional with my professional voice as possible. And then I think we get like 10 cents for every listen. And then once we hit $10, I get to cash it out and we'll buy like maybe another album.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll send some photo cards to a listener.
Yeah, let us know what you want.
Yeah, actually that's a great call to action, Crystal. Thank you for the segue. Again, @andhypenpodcast. Go on there, DM us, let us know what you think a great idea for a giveaway would be. And we'll put it into consideration. And hopefully when we start getting revenue on the podcast, we can start funding these giveaways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Boy, I just feel like we have been waiting for this moment for so long.
Yes, we all have, and how exciting that the day has arrived and we get to share it with all of you.
I feel so fulfilled.
Me too.
Like a real dream has been fulfilled.
Truly.
Yeah, and I am so happy to share it with you, NGene. Like, oh, it's been such a labor of love,
mm-hmm.
this whole journey. And I know that the boys feel it too, but like we're all finally here. And the music is so good.
It is so good.
The finished product is so great. The album, go on to Spotify, stream if you can. Premium members, stream, because your streams count for more. And of course, stream the music video. It's so magical.
It is.
Really. And I'm happy to be here celebrating with everybody.
Me too.
Yeah. Of course, you know, @andhypenpodcast, let us know what you think of the debut. We're going to be sharing some of our feelings on social media as well still.
Yes.
Throughout the week. And Hypen have such a busy schedule. Coming up in December, it's like nonstop. We've got December 2nd is the FNS Music Festival appearance and in Hypen and High episode 4. On the 4th is KBS Music Bank, which will be their first live stage. I'm so excited for it. ABMA Connect to Japan on the 5th. On the 6th is Day 6 Kiss the Radio appearance, which was just announced the other day. Sungmoon's birthday is on the 8th. Happy birthday, Sungmoon.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki's birthday on the 9th. Happy birthday, Nikki.
Fun.
And of course, at the end of the month on the 31st is Big Hit's New Year's Eve concert, which features BTS, who we wanted to give a real quick shout out to. Two top 10 Billboard hits this week.
I know.
Number one, Life Goes On. Number three, Dynamite, re-entering the top 10.
So proud of them.
So proud of our Soombays. I love you guys so much. I'm so proud. And I know that Hypen is too. They love you guys as well. Real quick shout out to our friends at Enhypen on Spotify. So we have some very close friends of ours who have created a fan base account for Spotify specifically, which is really, really, really important. So go to @EN_on Spotify. And please go follow them. They have great guides on how to stream Enhypen on Spotify to make it count for the charts. So again, it's @EN_on Spotify. Go check them out. Stream, stream, stream. I think that's going to do it for us this week.
I think so too. I mean, it's been a big week for all of us.
My goodness. It's just a whirlwind of Enhypen. And I am drowning in the ocean. Save me, Enhypen, save me.
Send us a life preserver, please.
I mean, you're the one that's drowning me, but like, save me too, please. I can't. I'm just going to fanboy all weekend.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining us this week. We really appreciate you guys. @Enhypen Podcast, hit us up. Tell your friends. If you're brand new to the podcast, thank you for sticking with us for this full 45 minutes. I can't believe you did it. So congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
There is also a Spotify exclusive version of this podcast. If you listened, if this is what you're listening to right now, the Spotify exclusive, thank you guys for listening. You guys got a little bit extra. But for everybody else, if you didn't listen to us on Spotify, we did a whole album review. So like maybe go check it out on Spotify. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.